Teo, welcome to the program.
Oh, Wendy, it's great to be with you.
Teo, you shepherded the development of the World War I Memorial app, but before we talk about the app, will you first briefly explain for us augmented reality and how we use that through smartphones?
Yeah, it's a great question. The world of virtual reality is what people are somewhat familiar with. That's putting goggles on your head, and you completely replace the world with a virtual world. And that technology sort of evolved about 30 years ago is really when it began. Augmented reality is something that's part of smartphones and mobile devices like tablets. And it uses the camera on the back of the device to place objects into your environment. So rather than putting a helmet on your head, you're looking at something. But when you're looking through it, you get to see things that look like they're there through the phone or the tablet, but they're not in the room with you.
Okay, so let's open the app. I have it here on my phone, and when I open it, I have two options. Two large buttons, the World War I Memorial Tour and Explore AR. Let's do the Explore AR first. I click it, and I'm prompted to point my phone down to the ground. And so I'm here in the studio, and I'm going to point it over here to the carpet.
And you move it around a little bit because you're telling your phone, where is the ground?
And there's some dots on there. And then at the bottom of the screen, it says select an exploration to get started. And there's a little icon with some cards. So I'm going to select that. What pops up is a sidebar there that says explorations. And it has a list of them. And you can scroll up to see more. There's so much to this. This is so interesting. So let's start with the first one, a soldier's journey. It's at the top here. I'm going to click it while still pointing to the ground, correct, Teo?
Well, now you can point to the ground. If you're pointing to the ground, you can also point up in front of you as well.
Okay. So I'm going to point.
And it'll start to tell you the story of World War I.
Here it is.
Sculpture tells the story of our role in World War
I. The thing that you're seeing there is the centerpiece of the U.S. World War I Memorial in Washington, D.C., the National Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's the centerpiece. It's a 58-foot bronze, 38-character story that tells the story of World War I through the eyes of a father and a soldier who goes off to war and comes home at the end. And it's being done by sculptor Saben Howard. And it's really quite marvelous, and it's an allegory, and it tells the story. And so we tell the story for you in augmented reality. So you're holding the phone in front of you, and we'll walk you through the entire story of what the soldier goes through. And you can look around. It's almost like you're the camera person.
Yeah, and I can
able to move the camera.
Yeah, I see the 3D models in bronze of the sculptures. They're there, and I can move it around. It's kind of like a modern-day viewfinder.
You can even move closer and take closer looks at them. In the meantime, the story is being told and narrated, and it really explains what this sculpture is.
So the story is being told by the sculptures so that you have a visual representation of what is actually happening in the story. So going back to the World War I Memorial Tour option, would you explain for us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we did that one to help everybody. You know, not everybody may be comfortable with pointing their phone at the floor and so forth. So the memorial tour, we were going to do a tour of the whole memorial to explain it to you anyway. So that one plays kind of like a video. You don't have to do anything. You just hit the play button and you get a story about the park that's being put into in Washington and how it was created and all the parts and pieces that are at the memorial itself. So it's an overview and it's not actually very interactive. It plays more or less just like a video.
Right. It's kind of a CGI look.
But we wanted to make a really really easy one.
It's kind of a CGI look at how it's all laid out for you. And like you were saying, the memorial's not been built. It's still under construction. Are there any options for anyone to watch the construction site through the app?
There actually are. You go back to the menu on the side and go all the way to the bottom, one of the very last options there will take you to the actual time-lapse camera that we've got up.
Oh, so
it shows you the construction site. You know, one of the wonderful things, Wendy, is that when all of this stay-at-home process started and so forth, because it was a construction, we never had to stop building on the memorial. And they've been there every day, socially distanced, and because it's outdoors, and right now they're deconstructing an old park, and then they're going to start constructing a new one. The guys have been there, and they really haven't lost much time at all in the process. It's been really great.
How interesting. So when I go to that option and I'm watching it, am I just watching what's happening in real time? Are there any options for picking another time from when it began?
Sure. If you tap on, I think it's called Visual Timeline, mm-hmm. and you can go back to any day and pretty much any hour of any day and go see what was happening then.
If you're just now joining me, I'm talking to Teo Mayer, Chief Technologist of the new World War I Memorial app. Teo, what is the virtual remembrance?
Now, this is really great and important. There are no living veterans of World War I. And the memorial is actually the physical memorial itself and the app that is, you know, the virtualization of it and the support for it are both to honor, and this is really a hard number to sort of wrap your head around, the 4.7 million Americans who put on a uniform in an 18-month period 100 years ago. And of those, 2 million of them deployed overseas to combat. And of those, over 200,000 got injured, mm-hmm. and 116,816 of them didn't make it home. And there was no national memorial in our nation's capital to honor this. It's one of the great events in our history, and somehow in America, and because there was a World War II and a big, you know, depression and all of that good stuff, somehow World War I seemed to have been forgotten.
Kind of pushed under, swept under the rug, hasn't it?
Surprisingly and shockingly, because it's so present in our everyday lives. You know, it was the genesis of women's rights. It was the genesis of civil rights. It was the genesis of all modern technology that we think of as normal, including airplanes, mm-hmm. including it really is the foundation and the source of so much of our daily lives that it seems impossible that it disappeared, but it did. Mm-hmm. And so we took this memorial period and we actually used that to try to awaken everybody to a remembrance of that. But also we decided that the capstone project for the memorial would be to build a national memorial in the nation's capital. There is one in Kansas City, a beautiful museum and memorial to World War I, but not in the nation's capital.
Mm-hmm.
World War II, Vietnam, Korea, all of the major conflicts of the 20th century are remembered in the capital, but not World War I. So we raised $50 million. We're almost there. We're about 3.7 short at the moment that we're finishing up. We're planning on finishing that by September, and we're building this memorial, and we decided that we're doing this in the 21st century, so we have to make it a 21st century memorial, and that's what the app is about. The app is, A, to allow people to visit it if they can't get there, but mm-hmm. there'll be a version of the app that does all of those same things, but in the physical space.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, eventually when you go to the memorial, Can I take you into one more adventure, one more exploration?
Absolutely.
That really.
Let me grab my
phone. If you go back to the menu.
Let me turn it back on again. I had to close it out because it's causing a little bit of static here with the microphone, as you can hear. So I'm in the main menu here.
Gotcha.
I'm looking at the option for the memorial tour or Explore AR. Which one would you like me to go to?
Go to Explore AR.
Okay. And then let me find the floor again.
And then. And then hit the little menu button.
Mm-hmm. Got the menu.
And
on.
Go to the Lusitania section.
The sinking of the Lusitania. Okay.
The sinking of the Lusitania.
I will click on that, and let's hear this.
A little more than 6 months after World War I begins, Germany directs its...
I'm looking at a map now that's on the carpet of the studio here. I'm seeing Germany and Great Britain and... explosions.
Well, if you look up a little bit, you'll see you're actually in the park.
Yes,
you're in the Memorial Park, and that is the central water feature. So we're using the water feature as a stage, and we're telling you the story of the sinking of the Lusitania.
The 1st of May, 1915. So I see on this map that's on the ground, there's a huge boat sailing towards Europe from America.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, in the background, well, I see the walls of the studio, but then right in front of that, it looks like that bronze sculpture memorial, the park, the water fountain is right there, too. So in front of that, we're seeing this boat travel to Europe, and we hear the narrator telling us a story.
The port of Cork, a German submarine hunter, the U-20, finds her and locks in.
Uh-oh. Oh, we see the target on the ship.
Torpedo tubes. Yes, mein Kapitän.
Here we go. I believe it's about to go down, Teo.
Yeah, I think they're going to shoot at it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe explains a little bit. Oh, we're looking underwater now. Oh. There's the missile. We can see the missile going underwater, and we see it aiming for the Lusitania, and we're hearing a conversation of the people on the ship.
Torpedo in the water.
And a huge explosion.
We're hit. We are hit. Engine room reports flooding, sir.
So the actual fact is that when the Lusitania was sunk, it was a huge deal in the media. In fact, what you'll see in a moment is the newspaper come down that tells you how the media reacted to it. It was one of the events that drove us to enter World War I. You know, America was a neutral nation. World War I began in 1914, and we didn't enter it until 1917. So what we're doing is we're using the physical spaces in the park as stages and places to tell stories about World War I. In that particular case, we call that the scrim area. It's a water feature. And so we told the story inside of that space.
And you use that throughout multiple explorations, correct?
We have one there as an example. We're planning on expanding the content a lot, but I'll give you mm-hmm. another really fun one, and it's short. Go back to the menu mm-hmm. and select the military history of World War I.
Okay, hold on just a moment here. Let's go.
And then tap on the one that says tanks.
Okay.
And we'll tell you a little short story about the tanks in World War I.
Military history of World War I. And then it comes up with another menu that says tanks, military history of World War I. I'm clicking that one. And I'm in the park, but I see
warfare on the Western Front. The British and French developed contraptions to help their soldiers.
And I see,
are in a mm-hmm. different part.
This was the genesis of the modern tank.
And I see like the fencing.
You know, that's
and,
the statue
yeah.
of General Pershing.
Mm-hmm.
And here we're starting to use a combination of 3D models, you'll see, mm-hmm. and video and the physical space for augmented reality. And I actually think this app is one of the very first examples that integrate all of those ideas for storytelling.
Mm-hmm. All in one, like video here. It's just there's a small video of live footage and just various different things to keep anyone interested in learning about this history, this important history. It's so neat.
In the meantime, your phone is like a camera, and you can look around with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can look over to the sides. You actually have your own camera portal into this story space.
And that is what is so cool, because when I look to the left, I can see the video of the live footage in the middle of, you know, kind of aiming towards the middle of the room. I can see this huge tank and the sculpture. And then I can look over around. I can see some of the fencing that, you know, that was used during World War I. And then also to the park that this is set in, the trees and the water fountain. And the entire time, it's not just...
You're in Washington.
Mm-hmm, it's not just one thing that we're looking at, one 3D image of the machinery. It's like they're going down into the ground of the park, and then a new one is coming up and displaying. It's like they're on display. So it's constantly changing. It's not just the same thing you're looking at. This is so neat. How long have you been working on this?
I started to propose doing this 4 years ago, but we've only been working on it since, I believe, last summer. And I involved a game studio from Burbank, California, called Code Headquarters. They've been an incredible partner. And also, by the way, while we're doing thank yous, this was actually funded by a grant, an education grant from Walmart. You know, they have a lot of veterans who work for them and so forth. And so they're really into all of this. And they made it possible for us to do this and make it free.
How do people search in Google Play and the Apple Store? What do they need to type in to find this app?
WWI or World War One Memorial, and it'll pop up in either store.
And what if people want to find out more? What's the name of your website?
www.1cc.org/explorer.
Producer and director Teo Mayer of the World War One Virtual Explorer app. Teo, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Wendy.